The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Interesting areas of exploration of understanding of oneself is how one carries oneself in the world. With what attitude do you hold yourself? It's also connected to what image do you have of yourself, what sense do you have of who you are, how you are in the world. Everyone will have something, some way, that they're carrying themselves, or some way they have approach they have for how to be, some attitude of who they are, how they are in relationship to what's around. So what is yours? And there are different options, different ways. It's actually the sense of self, the sense of how to carry oneself is quite fluid and changeable. There's nothing fixed there, that there's some particular way. So the story that I've written about of, you know, if you can imagine a big fat fly landing on an ant, in the back of the ant, it's a big deal for the ant, I think. But if the same fly lands on a big elephant, the elephant probably doesn't even notice. It's not a big deal for the, even if the elephant notices, it's probably not a, you know, ant on the back doesn't matter. So when you carry yourself, when you walk around yourself in your life that you have, you probably have all kinds of problems, troubles, challenges, difficulties, things you have to address. Some of them are completely mundane and ordinary. You're car needs an oil change, and you have a flat tire. Some are not so ordinary. You get diagnosis of a serious health illness. Someone in your family is dying or something. How do you carry yourself into that? Do you carry yourself more as an ant or more as an elephant? Do you take on these difficulties as if they're a huge burden on your shoulders? Or do you take them on as being just, they're serious, but because you're so big, you know, you address them, you deal with them. Or another kind of approach and image would be, some people approach their life more as deer than a lion. I talked to someone recently who said that in his profession, the profession is a profession that mostly is there to protect people from dangers. So you have to be proactive, looking at the dangers, being aware of the dangers. And the whole work day is taking up thinking ahead all the dangers that might come along and figuring them out and preparing for them and preventing them and doing all this. So because of so the world is filled with dangers whenever the person does their work, you know, the fear is a regular emotion. And I suggested that the person, that, well, if fear or danger is part of the work, rather than dealing with it, rather than maybe saying, you know, here's how you live without fear, I suggested to the person that rather than approaching his work like he's a deer, approach the work as if he's a lion. And a lion also has to deal with dangers. But how does a lion deal with the dangers compared to a deer? Deer trapped in the headlights, deer kind of skittishly looking. So how are you with the dangers of your life and your world? Are you more like a deer or more like a lion? Do you have confidence in your caution, confidence in your engagement? So how do you approach your life? You know, most people approach it some way or other. And how do you carry yourself? Sometimes the focus is so much on the difficulties I have, and in focusing on the difficulties, there's no sense of your contribution to the not to the difficulty, but your contribution to how to be in the difficulty, how you hold yourself, how you carry yourself. And then maybe the difficulty is not going to get any easier, but if you're a lion, you might be more at ease than if you're a little frightened mouse in the corner. And then other ways of carrying oneself or seeing oneself, understanding oneself. You can understand yourself as being really solid or really soft. Some sense of solidities are useful. Some sense of solidities will just make you fragile. some sense of being soft is useful. Someone says something, someone does something, and it's just like you just kind of flow with it back and forth. Some senses of softness means you're a pushover. So, you know, are you soft? Are you hard? How are you in situations? How do you carry yourself? When you walk into a new situation, are you there hard? Are you there soft? Are you, sometimes you go into how you carry yourself is you carry yourself with no image of yourself at all. No concern with self. And so there's kind of almost an emptiness of self or transparency of self. And so someone can say something or do something, there's problems occur, the tire is flat, someone tells you that they don't like you. And it's like it just goes right through, like the wind goes through an open window. And sometimes you're not so empty and transparent. It's very clear that in certain situations, you know, who you are has a certain bearing, you know. You have to kind of take that into account. It doesn't help in our society. It's not so useful in our society for a man, for example. It could be a woman, an example. Say a man, to feel quite empty. Feel like there's no identity at all, and free of identity, and transparent, liberated, free, beautifully, and then walk into the woman's bathroom. Because, you know, it's all empty, you know. It's, you know, who cares? I have no identity, I have nothing going, you know. That doesn't make any sense. You know, when it's time to go to the bathroom, you should be clear about your identity. But when you come out of the bathroom, maybe you don't need to be concerned about men, women as much. That can be empty that way at times. So how do you carry yourself? What's the image? What's the ideas that you're operating on? And almost always, you're operating on some ideas. Even like the bathroom thing, you're operating on an idea. And so how do you carry yourself? And to ask this question, how am I carrying myself in this situation? And if it's been unexamined, if you're doing it's kind of an automatic pilot, if you stop and look, how am I carrying myself in this situation? And are there alternative ways of carrying myself? Can I enter this more like a lion? Can I enter? Or maybe now it's useful to be maybe more like a mouse. Maybe you want to be inconspicuous. Maybe there's times for that. And maybe now you want to be, you want to be a fly, an ant, and no one notices, say, off in the corner. And so you're quiet. And that's the sense of how to be yourself. Other times you want to be someone who's, you know, very much noticed. You're a parent, and your kids are playing with matches in the living room. You want them to notice you. You don't want to kind of approach that as the kind of like, you know, like they hardly notice who they are, and you know, they hardly notice you're there and quiet and be in the corner and be inconspicuous. You want to be conspicuous. In other situations, you know, you go to a friend of yours has a funeral, and it's not the time to kind of stand out there and be conspicuous. You know, make sure everyone notices you and notice that you're there and listens to you. And you know, it would be completely inappropriate in that situation. But with your kids at home with the matches, you know, it's appropriate to approach in a certain way. So the approach? What's the approach? How are you carrying yourself is the question. And I say it that way carefully because it's a little bit different than saying what sense of self, what self-image, what self-identity are you carrying yourself with? Because carrying yourself is broader, and maybe we carry ourselves in certain attitude, approaches that might even be a little bit independent from the self-image or self-identity we have. How do we carry ourselves? And then to make the investigation a little bit richer, and I think sometimes very important, is how do you carry yourself? Is one question. The other question is, how do other people see you carrying yourself? How do other people see you? Because the self-image that you have and how other people see you can be very different. And so you might think that you're fine just the way you are, but other people experience you as a bull in a china shop. And, you know, you don't understand why people are standing back. Or, you know, you feel relaxed and calm and centered, but other people feel like you're really timid and fragile. And, you know, I feel when I'm around you, I feel kind of timid and fragile. They look up to take care of you. So, you know, there's many ways in which people... So there's the disparity between how we see ourselves, how we carry ourselves, and how that is seen by other people, experienced by other people, is an interesting question. It's sometimes harder to be mindful of how other people see us, how other people, or the impact we have on people. But it's one of the things, I think, for wise living, we have to take in, it's useful to take some into some account. You know, how do I carry myself? And given how I carry myself, how is that perceived and responded to by others as part of the picture? So I hope that, my hope, of course, is that in the right time and place, you're lions. And other times and places, you are not there. So, okay. So thank you.